Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. This is prayer time with Mr. John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the best words in the dictionary, ladies and gentlemen, is prayer. I believe that with all my heart, ladies and gentlemen. One of the best words in the dictionary is prayer, and that's what we're here for tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. He'll be up with us shortly here after a few announcements. Hey, our call-in number, 347-843-4559. I recommend you tweet out at least 10 times the people that you know for the call-in number, because everybody needs prayer today. It's always been the case, but today, everybody on the planet needs prayer. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. The number 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us today. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. We also love to hear, always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. She's going to join us later as well for some wisdom today. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, thank you so much. Well, Kevin's on here with you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for today is two scriptures in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter. I'll be reading a portion of that shortly. And also Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of God's wonderful and awesome word. This is Prayer Time with Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go for the word. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead not into temptation, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word right there out of Matthew 6, 9 through 13. For God is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, Mark 16, 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. That's the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, on the planet, if you are just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we'll be opening up the lines. We don't want to ever forget, if you do have a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in queue. And let me know that you want to have a prayer request there, or if you have a comment. So feel free to either comment, or if you have a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. We'll open up the lines a little later. But ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I want to turn this over to the man of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your hands together for Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you for the word. Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper unto the thing whereto you sent it. And Father, we thank you because you're so wonderful. You're so magnificent. You're so awesome. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are our refuge, our present help in time of trouble. God, so now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things now seen. And Father, we thank you tonight for your word that have assured us, God, that you are a man that cannot lie, nor the son of man that he hath to repent. If you said it, it must come to pass. Father, we thank you tonight as we stand firm on your word in agreement with what your word said. We agree with what your word has said. We agree, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for your assurance us, God, and we know that you will. We know that you're able. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Father, we thank you for you are guaranteeing us through your word that you will manifest yourself in the earth realm. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement tonight, God, as the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and deliver us out of all of our trouble and out of all of our fears. We thank you tonight, God, that you have assured us, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, you didn't say it would not be formed. You said it would not prosper. And Father, we take you, God, as assuring us that we are already have the victory. We already have the victory. And Father, as we continue to pray, God, as you continue to move greatly, even as the children are going back to school, every child, God, we ask you to protect, God. God, protect their minds, God. Protect their bodies, oh Heavenly Father. Father, protect them from danger and evil of this world. Father, we thank you, God. Even in the name of Jesus, bless them in their learning, their comprehension. Father God, that you are the only one that is able, you are the only one that is able to protect us from all evil. Father, we thank you for it tonight. Even God, we pray in advance, God, that every child this year will be blessed. Every child this year, there will not be child hungry. We pray this year, God, that you will provide to men and women, and that you will provide, God, and that you will touch hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will give out of our resources. And Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus, that you have already done the work, God. You've already done it by touching people's hearts already. And they are giving, and they are giving, and they are giving, and they are giving, so that every child will have what they needed when they go back to school. Father, we thank you, God. Even, Lord, as they stand at the bus stop, Lord, let them be in a safe journey. Let your angels encamp that no evil will come near thy dwelling, and no plague will be able to overtake them. Protect them for every pedophile. Protect them for every evil work of the spirit, Father. And Father, we thank you, God. Protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, as they go to school, as they sit in the classroom. Lord, let them be able to comprehend. There will be no distraction, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. We thank you, God, for you, even the teachers that you're placing, God, in the classrooms, God. We thank you that you will protect them from every plague of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they will have the children at heart. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the principal. We thank you for everyone that works in the school system. We thank you, even down to the cooks, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you down to the janitor, God, even to the custodian, God. We thank you even as you protect them, that they will look out for the little children, God, and they will see the signs when danger is around, and they will warn the little children, and they will protect them. And Father, we pray, God, for every family there, the first time going to school. We pray for their safety. We pray, Father, that you will take away the spirit of fear. And God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be able to comprehend. Father, we thank you that they will succeed. They will excel in everything that they are doing to acquire learning, that they will succeed and they will excel in every way in the name of Jesus. There will be no distraction there. No matter when people say that they cannot do it, God, we know that they can, because you have placed that ability on the inside of them. And God, let the spirit of man, God, stand up in them and protect them. Let that spirit of man stand up in them, God, that they will speak, God, they will sound the alarm, and not only they will comprehend, God, that the knowledge that they need. And Father, we pray, God, that you will bless them, each in every day. God, we thank you they will turn out to be great men and women of boys, of girls in the class. They will turn out in life to be leaders, God. We thank you you have set them in place already. You have orchestrated their lives, as Jeremiah 29:11 said, that I know the thoughts that I think toward you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you expected end. God, we thank you, God, that you've given them an expected end, that every child, God, will succeed in life, and even to the adults, God, middle age, God, those that have already finished school, God, that they will succeed in life, that every stumbling block, God, that you will destroy every stumbling block, God, you will make it a stepping stone. Father, we thank you for it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be successful, Lord. God, that they will be doctors, they will be lawyers, they will be judges, they will be preachers, they will be pastors, they will be leaders. Father God, they will be praise team worshipers. Father God, we thank you, God, that as you keep their mind, let their minds stay on you. Father, we pray tonight, God, that that child, God, will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. We pray for that family tonight, that mother, that child, that single mother, that single father tonight. We pray for them, oh Heavenly Father, that you will strengthen them and be with them. Protect them, guide and lead them. Father, we even on the bus stops. The bus drivers, God, protect them, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, drive out every evil force. God, let God arise. Let the enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, oh, Heavenly Father, God, as smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Father, we rejoice over your word, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. God, we thank you for success in their lives, God. We thank you, God, that you will bless them, God, in such a great and a mighty way that we will be able to look back, or we'll be able to look forward and know it was God that brought them through it. Know that it was God that was on their lives. Father, we pray, God, as you steer them down through life, God, in the name of Jesus, take them through, God, to the point that they will succeed and they will allow nothing to stop them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we lean, we depend, we trust on you. We, God, direct our path. God, your word said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order the steps, God. Order our children, our grandchildren, our parents, our great-great parents, Father, order their steps, oh Heavenly Father. God, out of the people, as we come in contact, oh God, let us be a light to the world. Let us be a light to the world. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for the doors that you are opening. We thank you for the blessing that's overflowing. We thank you, God, that you will bless that little child tonight, that family tonight. God, look on the Marie family. Look on those that have lost loved ones. Father, strengthen them. Let them know, God, they still have a reason to live. They love. Let them know that they can make it. Let them know that they can make it over it. Father, let them know they can make it through it. God, let them know that you are with them. Father, we pray for every soul tonight. God, even as you save to the utmost, remember that man, that woman, that child. God, even as we as believers, let us be on our assignment. Let us be a witness. Let us be a light to the world. Let us test people that are hurting. Test those that are without. And God, that we will be a beacon light. We will be a sign for them, and we'll be a resource, God, in the name of your avenue for them, Father. We thank you, God, as you continue to bless us with more than enough, God. We thank you for overflow, and Father, we give you glory tonight, God. We pray for our government. God, we pray for our leaders, the president, Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus as the body of Christ. We'll hold fast to the word and stand firm on the word of God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love and power of a sound mind. No matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what the media is saying, we will stand firm on your word and decree and declare what your word says. Know that you are a healer, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was on it. And as it was your sight, we are healed. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. God, as you continue to bless us, every step, every move that we make, direct our path. Keep our minds. Keep our minds. Keep our minds. God, keep our souls, God. Father God, look on that man that less fortunate than we are, those that are incarcerated, those that are backslidden. God, we thank you even as you save them tonight. We thank you as you can convict their hearts, God. Father, we thank you that you have made available so many ways that we can receive you. Praise God, through that. We can receive you through the television. We can receive you through the airways, on the phone lines, on the all sorts of ways that you have, on the media that you have made available to the body of Christ, to the people, the unbeliever, those that you have made available, God, that we can come to know you as our Lord and Savior. Keep us, God, keep us in your mind. Keep us, God. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we pray tonight, as you look on the body of Christ, we need you as never before. Direct us, God. No matter what come up on this earth, know that you will take us through it, God. We give you glory for it tonight. We give you praise, and God, we thank you that you promised us 70. You promised us long life. Not only have you promised us long life, promise us a successful life, a healthy life, a wealthy life. Father, you have promised us, and God, we've taken you at your word, and we're moving forward because we have written the vision. We have made it plain now that we are running with the vision you have made available to us. Father, we thank you for all the successful people that you have made us, God, run in contact with, that we've made us successful. And Father, we give you glory because it was you that has given us favor. But God, you have given us favor, God. You have given us favor. And God, we thank you. You will get the glory out of this. Let us smile every time we speak. Let us, every time we open our minds, that God, that you will get the glory out of it, that you will get glory. You will be glorified. And Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We praise you, God, as we pray for that man, that individual is in the hospital tonight. We pray, God, because we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a comforter. We know that you is a provider. We know that you are a way maker. Father, we pray for all the body of Christ, and we pray, God, as you continue to stir our hearts and our minds and our soul, keep us in your perfect will, and we give you glory for it tonight. And we adore you because you are awesome, God. You are mighty God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that wonderful, powerful, and timely prayer tonight. Thank you so much, Bishop, for this time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are joining us and just heard a powerful prayer from Bishop John Crenshaw, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. Thank you so much. Let's go to Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for being with us as well. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer tonight. And for all of those that are listening, and I'm listening as Bishop is praying, it's very clear, praise God, that we need to pray even more so for the family, the family, the family. Praise the Lord. Amen. That God ordained from the beginning of time. Because the enemy is after the seed, praise God, of the prophetic and the apostolic. It's not those of us who have sons and daughters. Praise God, and amen, you're a born-again believer. We must understand, praise God, that the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. If he cannot stop, praise God, the seed bearer, praise God. He wants to stop the seed bearer. He's coming after the sons and the daughters of those of us that speak the word of God and release the word of God in the atmosphere. So as never before in this season, we must continue to pray for the family. I admonish you to pray for the family. As Bishop was praying tonight, amen, he was praying for the children as they go back to school. We know there's a lot going on, praise God, with the COVID-19. Amen. We must continue to pray that God cover our children, that He cover our children, and God will give the teachers wisdom. Give them divine wisdom, praise God, and they will be covered. Even if they get next to somebody that's got the virus, it will not touch them in the name of Jesus. That's the kind of faith we need to have. Faith without works is dead, praise the Lord. We must believe and trust God that our seed is covered. Our seed covered, praise God. We have to pray against every evil spirit. The word of the Lord says in Psalm 68, let God arise and let this enemy, what enemy? COVID-19, in the name of Jesus, let it be scattered, let it have no impact upon our children and our homes and our families, in the name of Jesus. We must decree it, we must speak it, we must believe God, praise God, that we're covered by the blood. And with that, we're going to do something about it. So I can't encourage you enough, as I've said before, take care of yourself. Praise the Lord. If you have children, give your children vitamins. Amen. Certainly, you want to take the recommendation of your physician or whatever. But we know that a lot of times children do not eat properly. So I encourage you, praise God, that we pay attention to what they eat, our children, what they eat. They want to make sure that they have vitamins, the right vitamins in their bodies, so that their immune systems can be built up, to build up their immune system, praise God. God has given us a natural immune system, and we want to build that up, praise God, by putting the right things in our body. So I encourage all of us that are listening tonight, as we focus on the family, in the name of Jesus, no plague to come now our dwelling, praise God. Amen. Decree and declare in the atmosphere that your family is covered by the blood of Jesus. And every agenda that the enemy, praise the Lord, has cooked up against your family, it is already destroyed in the name of Jesus. So tonight, we release the angels of the Lord into the future of tomorrow, into the future of next week, in the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord will go before us and destroy every evil agenda of the enemy. As Elder Kevin prayed tonight, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We're kingdom citizens, praise God, so we must believe and trust God. We're going to live like kingdom citizens. There is no evil in the kingdom. There is no sickness in the kingdom. So God, let the kingdom be within us. As you have said in the word of God, the kingdom of God is within you. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, by faith, we trust and believe God that our families, and I can't say it enough, our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Prinshaw. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer for the family, ladies and gentlemen. I want to just reiterate that again as well. Let's continue to pray as Bishop has prayed, Doc has prayed, and shared with you as well. Please pray for our families. Have prayer time with your family as well, Asia. But those who can, have prayer time with your family. Let them know about Jesus, the Christ. Let them know. You have to share. You have to let the family know. Don't be shy in this area, Asia. We must, for those believers, we must be able to tell our family members about what God, what Jesus has done through the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe there, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop and Doctors prayed for you, gave you some great information as well about family, and just want to encourage everybody all across the globe, for those hearing this later in five different countries, we just pray for, we're praying for you, at, for your family as well, as Bishop prayed earlier, so we want to make sure we recognize today. Yes, yes. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and the word of encouragement tonight. As we continue to pray for young people and the children and people that are going back to school, we pray for their safety as never before. As we are the people of God, let us hold fast to the promises of God. And let us go to the house of the Lord. Let the Bible say, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There's no place like being in the presence of God, in the house of the Lord. The Bible, where two or three are gathered, I will be in the midst. know that God loves you so much, but he don't want you to be without the word. He don't want you to be without his word. And know that God is working all things for your good. Be encouraged. You be encouraged. The songwriter said, be encouraged no matter what you're going through. God, because God is going to work it all out for your good, for those that love God. We're praying for you. We're praying for our nation. We're praying for our world that we live in, that God is making everything better for us as we get ready to transition from this world to the new place. So let us be ready. Let us be excited by while and occupy until he comes. Be busy about the kingdom of God, the work of the Lord, the kingdom. Let thou add the prayer of pray, let thy kingdom come. Lord, fulfill every purpose in your life. He will. He waiting on you. God bless you. We love you. My God is up to something. Get a good night's sleep. Be restful. Be ready for tomorrow, if God permits. God bless you. We love you. God bless you, Ella Kevin. We're praying for your family especially. God's going to do a new thing. Praise God in your family. And I believe that.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. I received that blessing and prayer. Bishop, thank you so much for that. We thank God for the family. We thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight, praying for all of us. Yeah. Praise God. I receive it. I receive it. I trust you received the prayer tonight as well, ladies and gentlemen, for your family. But ladies and gentlemen, we must pray, continue to pray and watch over our families as we move forward. So we thank God for Jesus. One thing I love about the Lord, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father but through him. So ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that everybody knows that Jesus is the only way, Father God. He is the only way. He is the way, the light, truth, and the light, ladies and gentlemen. There is no other way back to the Father other than through the Son. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you each and every day, as Bishop said earlier as well. God bless you. Hey, also, too, we want to wish you a happy August. We're going to bless not only this day as Bishop has done, but we're going to bless the next 31 days of August, that the Lord move in your life mightily, as Bishop would say, for these 31 days of August. So this is the first day of August, so we thank God for Bishop and Doc kicking us off properly for this month in prayer, and we're just excited about what God is doing in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, yes, yes, yes. Amen. All right, hey, we got to go, ladies and gentlemen. We know we want you to have your wonderful evening. And Bishop and Doc always tell us, get your exercise, folks. Do what you got to do to keep your immune system high. Very serious. Keep up to date on what's going on. Read, research, and pay attention. As Dr. Crenshaw always says, what a powerful three words there. Read, research, and pay attention to what's going on, and continue to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song from Babby Mason. She talks about praying on, so we're going to continue to pray on. God bless you. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we called upon the Lord, we summoned all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it's there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Your prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way. Pray.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You guys, everybody have a great evening, great rest of the day. In some parts of the world, it's already Monday. So we thank God for your Monday starting as well. God bless you. Take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye.